Busy week, exciting week here locally as we get set for the big game, which is not this year. Seems like recently they've all been in Spartan Stadium, but the big game this year is down in the Big House, and a lot of excitement over this one. I know someone who's personally fired up about this already because of his just general love for college sports and college football. Psychologically speaking, with our own Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio of Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, and I am excited. This is going to be, it'll be a fun game, regardless, even though I think we want to try to keep it close. It'll be an interesting game. All the injuries that MSU has, you've got to give them credit. As long as you have Cook in there and you have D'Antonio and you have a bunch of guys all ready to fight in spite of all the injuries, victory is never an impossibility.
Doc, I know you don't like the word crazy, but if I had told you in your business, but if I had told you in August that the Spartans would be undefeated heading to Ann Arbor and be just about a touchdown underdog, you would say I was wacko.
Well, that I probably would have. I would have chuckled.
You would have been right.
Have you been having too much of our Italian red wine at night or something?
That's right.
I might have said that.
Grappa or something. I don't know. It would have been you just shaking your head. But that's the case right now, which tells you that things are very unsettled this year in college football, yeah. Which makes this all the more important. It's always a big game when the two teams play. The rivalry is what it is, but should be a lot of fun. And we'll see which team is, you know, as the 60 minutes go on, which is the more resilient bunch. And we'll find out sometime around 7 o'clock on Saturday night. But how about resiliency as a virtue in young people? Is it something that, maybe a lack of resiliency? What would that mean for a young generation now in your mind?
Well, I think we're seeing more and more studies at the college level, at the junior high school, even elementary level, that kids don't seem to be able to fend for themselves. They're not able to make decisions. They're overly sensitive. I mean, if someone can say a word, could do a look, and it can really do them in. I mean, I certainly am aware of what bullying is. I just know in my days, as in your day, it was really a whole different world. You were kind of expected to move forward, take control of most of your life as best you can. Obviously, your parents were there. But there's this idea, I can't do it. I need help. Wanting coddling, a lot of university professors and high school teachers, and even I was reading some stuff, some comments from junior high teachers saying kids expect to be coddled, they expect to get good grades, they don't always take the responsibility or not enough for themselves, and that this is leading to a generation where there isn't the resiliency of really dealing with the day-to-day problems. And I think parents are part of that. I think there's a lot of worry. And again, kids are, parents are afraid to have them outside walking around wondering what's going to happen. Kids tend to be staying in the house too much on their computer, tend to be with themselves too much.
Right.
So I do feel this is really a concern, and I think our educational system, our society, our parents, our children themselves have to really try to work at problem solving on their own level and not look for guidelines, rules, control, everything else, whatever it might be, to take away our responsibility for making good decisions and living with the consequences.
This has really changed relatively quickly, though, Doc, because I listened the other day. I managed to get a recording from a favorite professor that I had, 30-plus years ago, and I listened to it from a lecture, about 20 minutes worth. I wondered how it would hold up. Well, I mean, it was just great to hear. He's long gone. It was great to hear his voice again. But I listened to the reaction from the class, too. He was very politically incorrect by now standards, but also extremely brilliant and very experienced and really a sage in what he did. And I listened to the reaction, the words triggering and how young people, you might offend us in class. You could hear a gasp once in a while. You'd hear people laugh. You could hear people clap. But they were engaged, and there was no, well, I'm going to be offended by this, or this makes me feel this makes me feel that. I mean, the professor was a little bit omnipotent, but there was nothing to change that atmosphere. That really has changed.
Well, I think it really has. We even have words like microaggressions, or these words that you can say something, and some of you are offended.
Triggering.
Someone. trigonometry. I'd say I believe in sensitivity, but when people are at a university or a college or high school, better, people have to be able to deal with different views, and even unreasonable views, and with logic, discussion, even argument, you ferret them out and you win, you try to win and hope that the right idea is going to come forward. But to allow people to be afraid to talk, afraid to say what they're thinking, or choose not to, and everybody breaks into little camps and just smaller groups of who they can talk to, there's really a lot lost, because I really do believe that the ability to say what you're thinking, ferret it out, listen, other people hear it. If people are offended, or I'm outside of what is obviously really inappropriate things, but once we can get to the point that we don't feel afraid to say things, people are willing to listen, they can talk, we can go back and forth. That was the world of 30, 40 years ago. I think we're in a world now where people are very, very cautious, fearful of saying things, and people, before they say them, they even think about it. Then you have children now, back on the resiliency, mm-hmm. they're kind of look for all kinds of things that might offend them, might make them, you know, not succeed. Like if you say, well, if everyone works hard, they can get ahead. Well, all of a sudden the kid hears, well, I'm not getting ahead, therefore that person's talking about me. Well, they have nothing to do with that. The point is, if you make a series of good decisions in your life, you're going to have good outcomes. That's pretty much that simple. We are really the result of the decisions we make. We can run into problems. We can run mm-hmm. into people that hold us back, whatever it might be. But ultimately, individual will, individual decision-making, that is what we need to do. And if we make bad decisions, we can't blame other people for pushing them into them. They're decisions we made, and we have to kind of go from there. And that, I think, leads to a lack of resiliency. You know, when you and I grew up in the old Catholic Church, 7 years old was the age of reason, and that's when you became accountable for right. what you were doing. I mean, my goodness, now I can be 50, and a person isn't going to be accountable for decisions. So it's a changing world, but we really do need to work more and more in our society as parents, as teachers, as ministers, as lawmakers, at really having people develop themselves as individuals, resilient, and make good decisions, move forward, be good citizens, and be successful.
The confessional scared the hell out of you. That's part of the growing up process. There's no doubt about it. So before I let you go, I know who you're going to pick, but I want to know your rationale real quick. Make a prediction. I'm asking local guests this week, Saturday's game. Well, you've got MSU by what?
I'm totally unfair. I'm going to take Michigan State by 3 because I think when you have Cook and you have D'Antonio and you have the will, it gives you certain advantages even with a totally banged up kind of a team. So I do feel the Spartans can go in there. I feel the Spartans can win. But again, I'm a homer, so you've got to take that into account, but go green.
All right, I will take that and go white. I'll take that totally into account there with you, and that's fine. And you know what? If it's a 3-point game, that means it's going to be a great game, unless it's like 3-0. I don't think that's going to happen in this. But I guess you never know. We will find out on Saturday afternoon. Psychologically speaking, our good friend Dr. John Braccio, the podcast will be available shortly, drjohnb.com. Then you can listen back to his pick and see if he was right. That will be on the web forever and ever and ever. Amen. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the game.
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.